Hey, welcome back, Kingdom Warrior. Welcome to the Kingdom Revolution podcast and happy Tuesday. Today, I have a special friend with me. I have a special guest. Sarah is a Facebook group coach for Christian entrepreneurs who want to create engaged online communities. She helps them launch and grow their Facebook group so they can build relationships with their audience. Sarah hosts a top 2% podcast, Grow an Online Community, and the Facebook Group Strategy for Christian Entrepreneur Community on Facebook. She truly believes that community and these Facebook groups are the best way to build community online and one of the most successful ways to create impact and income. And that is so true. I teach my clients in the Online Business by God's Design Roadmap to create a community and choose Facebook. It's already basically there, and the majority of people are leveraging it and using it. And that's where the people are. So enjoy our conversation today as we both talk about what we like about Facebook communities. We go into our story and our journey, and I just think you're going to walk away with some amazing value and strategies you can use to leverage a community on Facebook. Welcome to the Kingdom Revolution podcast, where we are redefining faith and online business to empower you, the Christian woman, to find your voice, clarify your calling so that you can create, grow, and scale your online business by God's design without sacrificing your faith or values. You know that you've been called to business and you want to do it God's way, not the world's way. You have that inner desire to change your mindset, change your family's legacy, and take your passions, knowledge, life experiences, or even that hobby that you love and create a profitable online business, bringing a heavenly solution to an earthly problem. Maybe you have too many ideas. You're not even quite sure where to start, or you're just looking for that next step. Maybe you've been struggling for a few months, even years, duct taping it all together with worldly tactics and strategies that just leave you confused, overwhelmed, and questioning your calling. And you find yourself asking, "Did I even hear you right, Lord?" If that's you, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Kristen Duranchi. I'm a wife, mom, ex-9-to-5er, and daughter of the King, who is using her voice and her online business to fight against the evil agenda going on in the world today. I believe your business is your battlefield. It's the how you get to show up to use your voice and kingdom wealth to fight against the injustice that God has placed on your heart. I believe God is calling women back into position, to a kingdom revolution, to the battlefield to find their voice, to stand firm for biblical truth, to be the change they want to see in this world. My battlefield? Restoring the family unit the way God intended and bringing mamas home so that they can be the one raising their warriors for the kingdom, making a living from their own passions and desires. To inspire, encourage, and equip kingdom women and business to be kingdom currency converters, taking the wealth of this world and converting it into God's kingdom economy. So join me each week as I dive into honest conversations about my journey, tactical tips, spiritual and mindset strategies, along with the step-by-step plan to empower you to take that step of faith, to partner with God, and to create, build, and scale your online business by His design. Because it's both strategic and spiritual, we have to have the right mindset, the right heart posture, and the right strategy to run a business by God's design. So if you're ready to say yes to all of this, you're not afraid to rock that status quo, to be part of a kingdom revolution, to stand up for what you are passionate about and believe in, then armor up with Ephesians 6 and put on the full armor of God, because you are a warrior for the kingdom and He is going to use you and your online business to do some pretty amazing things here on this side of heaven. Welcome back to the Kingdom Revolution podcast. I am so thankful and excited to have a special guest with us today. Sarah Beisel is a Facebook
group coach for Christian entrepreneurs who want to create engaged communities online. She helps them launch and grow their Facebook groups so they can build relationships with their audience. Sarah hosts a top 2% podcast, Simple Facebook Group Strategy, and her Facebook group is the Facebook Group Strategy for Christian Entrepreneurs. It's a community on Facebook where she welcomes any Christian entrepreneur that wants to build a community online utilizing Facebook. She believes Facebook groups are the best way to build community online and one of the most successful ways to create impact and income. Oh, I love that. That is on my heart, to create impact and income. Sarah, before we get into why Facebook groups and some strategy behind that, I would love for you to share with our audience today a little bit about who you are and how you kind of got to where you are today. I know Sarah and I, gosh, it's probably been, we've known each other, I think, through the online space, maybe close to 3-4 years by now.
Something like that.
And I have always loved what you do. And you made a little pivot. Maybe it was a large pivot. I'm not sure. But you are someone that I really look up to because I see you taking action, and the clarity comes when you take action. And I love that. So share a little bit with our audience of, you know, how you even got to where you are today doing what you do with teaching others to use Facebook as a community to help them grow their business, create impact and income.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to share. Yeah, it's definitely been a journey. That's for sure. Because as you said, I've been through a lot of pivots and growth and ups and downs and all the things. So yeah, I started my business in like the middle of COVID because I was at home, you know, classic. I had a job that was paying me money, but I was doing nothing. I was like copying information from like an email into a spreadsheet for like 4 months. And that's the only job that they could find for me. And it was horrible. And so I was so bored. And so that's where my business came from. I was like, I've got more to do in this world than copy email information into a spreadsheet. So anyway, that's kind of how I started business, but I did not start obviously to teach people how to do Facebook groups, because I didn't even know at that point that you could use a Facebook group to grow your business. And so I guess I kind of started by using groups by myself because I was curious and I wanted to connect with other entrepreneurs, especially because in the beginning I wasn't learning from Christian entrepreneurs. I didn't really know that was like a thing in quotes, like to be a Christian entrepreneur. It's like, oh, you just run a business and that's that. And eventually I was like, well, you know, are there other Christians out there? And I started finding Facebook groups with other Christian entrepreneurs and networking, et cetera. And then I remember one day, I think there was only a couple back then. There's a lot now, which is amazing, but there were not as many back then 4 years ago. And I remember I'm having a conversation with my spiritual mentor at the time, and she was like, or no, and I said to her, I was like, you know, I feel like God wants me to start a Facebook group, but I feel like it's like a future thing. Like, I feel like there's so much that I'm doing right now. I don't think there's something that I need to be doing right now. I don't have the expertise. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, we'll put it off for later, but I just want to tell you this because I was thinking about it. And so anyway, we were, you know, praying on and off about it for a while, and it wouldn't go away. Like, the thought just kept coming back, like, oh, you need to start this Facebook group for Christians. And I'm like, but what? I don't even have like a Christian business. Like, what does that even mean? I'm just like doing copywriting. Like, I don't know how this connects, but anyway, it wouldn't leave my mind. And so I was like, okay, well, clearly God's trying to send me a message and I am ignoring that message. So let's start listening.
Right.
Let's pay attention. Let's do the thing. And so I started the group and it was super messy, right? Like, I didn't know what I was doing and certainly wasn't making much money from it back then because that for a number of reasons, my offers were not really on point and I was not really operating in my proper calling. I was operating, I guess, in my like stepping stone to calling at that point, where it was just like doing copywriting, which I love and I'm good at it, but it was not really like my passion. And I guess there's a lot of ups and downs. Gosh, my story will take like 30 minutes. We're not going to share all the details here because so much else to talk about, but there were a lot of ups and downs. And at one point I actually left my group because I thought that it was the wrong thing. It was actually you that you took over it for a while. Actually, now that I think about it, wasn't it where we had that conversation? I was like, this group's just not working. Like, it's not my thing. Here, Kristen, you take the group and do whatever you want with it. And I just kind of said bye for like 5 or 6 months or whatever. And then I came back and I was like, hey, Kristen, that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
That's funny that you say that because I didn't remember that, but it's bringing back that to my memory.
Yeah.
Because I, at that same time, I was going through like, gosh, do I even want a Facebook group? I'm done adding value and trying to get my Facebook group to engage. So I think when that happened, we had that conversation. I'm like, I don't even know if I want it, but sure, I'll just, you know, yeah. I'll take it over for a while. And tell you the truth, I think I didn't even do anything with it.
Yeah.
And I remember that people kept coming in and kept coming in and kept coming in. I'm like, how is that even happening? And nothing's going on.
Yeah.
This is such a God thing right now.
Yeah. It's funny because like I tell that story and like in my mind, I know that it's you because like I'm thinking about it. But now that we're sitting down actually talking about it, it's like reconnecting. Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like that's you're funny. The one in this story, Kristen. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. So yeah. Anyway, so Krista took over my Facebook group for like 6 months and then.
And did nothing.
And did nothing with it, which is fine because it was marginally better than what I would have done, which is paused the group or something. So at least it was still there kind of functioning in the background. But yeah, realized that was a terrible thing to have done. Thank goodness that God brings us back from stupid places and, you know, knocks on those doors and says, hey, what are you doing? Like, that's stupid. Come back, please. So anyway, I came back to my group and kind of, in hindsight, the break was kind of nice because I had like this fresh perspective on like what I really wanted to be doing with a group because like I had, you know, kind of started something else on the side and it wasn't working. I was like, okay, no, we've got a clean slate here in a way. Like the group is still here, but it's kind of dead. Like I can start this however I want. Like all the people are still here and I'm not going to get rid of them, but I can kind of set this up the way that I want to set it up. And so I started kind of experimenting with like, well, how do I want to operate in a group? I don't want to do what other people are doing because that was kind of burning me out and it wasn't really working. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of clarity on my offers either at that point. I was still experimenting with a lot of different things. But as I got offer clarity that came as well, like that's when the Facebook group really started like exploding because I finally found like the thing, which was actually teaching people Facebook groups, because I was noticing so many people were asking me about Facebook groups, like you were one of the first people, like, how are people coming into this group? I'm not doing anything. Are you doing things for people to come into this group? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. But you know, I'd put some things in place clearly that meant Facebook was doing stuff for me, which is great, and my email list or other things were doing things for me. And then in other coaching programs that I'd been running, other people were asking me about Facebook groups. And I was like, maybe this is the thing. Like people keep asking me about this. Clearly I have a group that is going well because it's growing and people are engaged and like it's an enjoyable place to be. People recommending other people join it, which is really cool. It's a really nice milestone once you get to that point where it's like people are just inviting their friends to join the group, which is kind of cool. And I was like, well, maybe there's something here. And so I started doing some coaching calls to test it out, and now I have a course that people are in and they love and it's going really well. And so, yeah, it's not always a straightforward, it's almost never a straightforward journey. Let's rephrase that. It's almost never a straightforward journey, but it is certainly a journey. And now we're here and it's nice to have gone through the ups and the downs in order to arrive at the place that at least for now is for sure where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, so, I love that. I love sharing and hearing stories because I know our listeners can resonate and will find themselves in that journey as well. And I love where you said that I didn't know what I was doing. I don't have it all together, but you just kept taking those steps forward. And that's when clarity comes. And listening to the Lord and trusting that you do hear from him and just trusting that, you know, the Holy Spirit inside of you and trusting him. So I love that. And obviously, we know from listening to you, the listeners, that you are such a huge believer in Facebook groups. So let's go in a little bit about how you can utilize Facebook groups to grow your business and what is it about them that you just love them so much that you recommend people use them to grow their business for?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different reasons, but we'll highlight a couple of the ones that I think are super important. One of the things that I think is really important to think about for sure when you're on any sort of social media platform is the algorithms, the dreaded algorithms, and how they work or don't work for you. And there's so many things that people will say to kind of hack them or take advantage of them, all the things. But one of the things that's really useful to know about Facebook is that they really, really prioritize groups in their algorithms. Like they really love them. You can see it from your own feed, but that, you know, a vast majority of what you see is either an ad or is a Facebook group post. And then there's like a sprinkling of your friends that will post things, but it's kind of far and few between. It's almost always content you've never seen before in the form of a promotion or ad, or it's something from a Facebook group that you're part of. And So it's a really nice way to naturally take advantage of an algorithm, whether you're posting in your own group, if that's something you want to do, or if you want to just take advantage of other people's groups and use their groups. But groups as a concept is really like well loved by Facebook. And I think, you know, it's very unique in terms of there's not really a lot of other community platforms, paid or unpaid, out there like it. And I don't think even other social media platforms have even attempted to replicate it, because I just don't think that they can. And at this point, Facebook's got such a monopoly on groups and communities as a concept that I think any competitor would just never succeed in that market, which is kind of a shame in terms of economical principles. But, you know, here we are. Let's just take advantage of it. It's great. Right. So if you're wanting to connect with people in that way, like, take advantage of something in the algorithm that does already work, right? It's when everyone was saying to get on Reels because Instagram was promoting video content for, and they'd said, we are promoting video content. So everyone's like, okay, well, Reels are the way to go. And now Instagram said, actually, we're not a video platform. We're not promoting Reels as heavily anymore. Go back to sharing pictures. And now people are doing whatever they're doing on Instagram. I don't know. I haven't been on Instagram in like 6 or 7 months. But anyway, they, you know, the owners and the CEOs of the platforms were saying, this is what we're doing. And so it's the same kind of way with Facebook. So if you're going to be on Facebook, you might as well take advantage of groups, because they're so favored in their systems and algorithms and by a lot of the users. So from that perspective, it's like, why would you not if you want to be on this platform?
Right. And let's just face it, that's where the people are, right? Yeah. I think I know when we had our conversation, when I said, I don't even know if I want to utilize Facebook or anything to grow my business anymore, like online. But then the Lord was like, Kristen, this is where the people are. You know, Jesus mm-hmm. went to where the people are, not where he wanted to go, where the people needed him. And now in 2024, and going forward, I know that human connection and just being with other people is so important, especially for Christian women entrepreneurs. Yeah. What is it about community that makes it so important when growing a business?
Yeah, for sure. And it's one of the, I don't remember the exact statistics. I remember seeing in a documentary, but, you know, every year on year, loneliness and depression and these kinds of things are trending up year on year. And that's a combination of so many things. It's not just, you know, social media or just the fact that there was a pandemic and all sorts of other things. There's so many factors, but people are becoming lonelier and more depressed and more frustrated and upset, etc. And one of the ways that we can solve that is community, because like social media outside of community and outside of groups really doesn't solve that need for loneliness, because there's not really the same kind of connection. Like, we can follow people and we can snoop into their lives, but they don't have a clue who we are. They don't talk to us. Maybe we get a superficial like or a, you know, like, oh, they reacted to this thing, but it's very surface level. Whereas groups, I find, are one of the few places online where you can have like actual connections with people, because you're seeing the same types of people, especially if the groups are small, and some of them are vast groups, but even if, especially in smaller groups, when it's the same people that are in the space, you're talking about the same kinds of things, you're all seeing the same piece of content, so you're all talking about the same piece of content, so you get that feeling that you would get if you were sitting in a room with someone and you're, you know, talking about a topic. It's like, okay, let's, you know, let's talk about meal prepping today. Like, this is a little like meal prep support group or whatever, if you can imagine, if that kind of thing exists, and you're all talking about stuff together. And it obviously doesn't quite happen in real time, but it's the closest simulation that we have to that in-person connection, I think, that we can really get online, because it's so difficult to replicate. But Facebook groups get pretty close to that, and it's so important, because first of all, just from a personal perspective, we need, like we're saying, to have that community. Entrepreneurship especially can be quite a lonely journey, even more so in the Christian space, even more so in the woman space, because mm-hmm. we've got different focuses and different needs. And we're, you know, not all, most of us are not available all day to do some of the things. So we need different approaches and strategies. And so it's nice to connect with the same people that are in the same kind of stage as life, or have been in that stage of life, where we can share different things and different experiences that are maybe not going to be the same as we would get in a non-faith-based, non-woman-based space. And not that it has to be, but I know that it's really important for a lot of people to have that direct connection to those kinds of things. But not only from your personal perspective, I think on like the consumer perspective, it's a really great way to build relationships with someone that might purchase from you or is interested in purchasing from you. Because once you're a big business and you've got like household name recognition, or you've got, you know, enough recognition that you've got thousands of reviews and, you know, people that have gone through your system, and you've got the testimonials and you've got the weight of experience behind you, where people know that you're trustworthy and that you deliver on the results and all the things, hopefully you'll get there if that's your goal and you and that's your dream and you'll get there one day. But right now, when you're not there, you need a way to kind of help overcome that trust hurdle for purchasing. And a group is a really great place to do that because you can very easily have personal connection with the people that are potentially going to purchase from you. And again, like you can have that outside of a group, that one-on-one, but what you don't get is you don't get other people kind of jumping into the conversation saying, oh yeah, I trust Kristen, she's great, or I work with Kristen, she helped me do this thing. So you get a lot of like kind of conversational aspects that go sideways that you don't necessarily get on profiles or on other social media platforms, because it's very like linear, up and down, one-to-one, versus in a group you get this kind of conversational sideways things that happen, which really help add to that trustworthiness that you're really needing to overcome in that first, you know, first few years or the first early stages of your business, where you don't yet have the years of experience and the weightiness of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that have gone through this program type of thing, which maybe one day you'll get if that's where God wants to take you. But it really helps bridge that gap in the early days.
Oh yeah, definitely. That know, like, and trust factor is huge. And yeah, I love that Facebook groups can shrink that time down a little bit further than other platforms that are just kind of lurking and following you and reading your posts, or maybe even listening to your podcast. Because if you can get them into your Facebook group and on your email list, you can nurture them more face to face and have that human connection for sure. Yeah. So for the women listening or in this audience who are called, know they're called to business, they're either just starting or they're in their beginning phases, or they've been doing it a while, trying to duct tape all the pieces together. And they're listening and thinking, yeah, you know, I either have one or I should be starting one, but it's going to take a lot of time, isn't it, Sarah? I mean, we're both busy moms. And before we hit that record button, you were talking about eventually, and you're working on now, even putting systems and processes into place. So we have more time to spend with our family and our little blessing. So isn't this just going to be another thing that I need to do on my to-do list that's just going to take up so much time?
I know, it's such a good question. It's funny because the answer is yes and no, right? Because obviously in the beginning, it will be a little bit of time because you've got to put those systems in places and do a little bit of upfront work. But there's a couple of things that I would say to that question. Because the first one is you have to spend some time in your business unless you're running paid advertising. And even then, you're still going to need to check in with a team to, you know, make sure things are working. So you're always going to have to put some amount of time into your business. And so the first question is, where is your time going that is being super strategic and is actually going to get you where you want to go or get you the return on your time investment? We always talk about return on investment from a monetary perspective, but it very much applies to your time as well. And so that was one of the first things that I was asking when I was looking at which platform I wanted to be on, is where's going to get me a return based on the things that I contribute. And part of that is, you know, which platforms are actually good, where's your audience, all those things. But part of it is, where's your skill set? And for me, that was obviously not Instagram. Instagram is not where my skill set lies. So for me, being on Instagram is a complete waste of my time, which is why I just quit out. And I was like, no, God does not want me there. I'm going to go all in on my Facebook group. So before I get into sharing a little bit about how Facebook groups can be done very efficiently, which is what I've worked on, you have to choose where you want to show up and choose that time and choose where you want to spend it. And so if that's not a Facebook group, fine. But if that is a Facebook group, rest assured, it can be very, very efficient, which is great because this is what I was working on when I started out. You know, I was not in any way strategic with my Facebook group time. So I feel like I would be on there for probably hours at some points trying to figure stuff out and keep track of everything and, you know, all the things. It's endless. But over the years and over time, I've managed to get super efficient at working out what's actually the most important things to do in a Facebook group. How do I do it? And now I'm in there and out in 30 minutes a day. And that includes all of my nurturing within my group, post approvals, you know, membership requests, actually, you know, me showing up in the group, etc. And that also includes my growth strategy, which is going out and finding new people that want to come into my group as well. And so it's 30 minutes a day, which is not a lot at all, which is great because before, when it was, you know, potentially an hour or two, because I wasn't being strategic and I was trying to do too many things and it was all over the place. But it doesn't have to be just another thing on the to-do list that takes up a ton of time, because we don't have time. Like I was saying to Kristen, like I run my business in like 2 or 3 hours a day at max. Like I just don't have the time. I'm a nap time worker, right? And so for me, it was super important that whatever I was going to be doing online was going to be efficient. And you know, that 30 minutes that I can do all of that would also that's the amount of time that it would take me to put together like one reel on Instagram, because I was terrible at it, but it would take me so long.
Yeah.
And then what, like nobody would see the reel, nobody would do anything, nobody would come follow me after that. And so it was like, well, is that a good use of my 30 minutes, or do I spend 30 minutes talking with people and building relationships, posting a piece of content about my offer, finding, you know, networking in other groups and finding people to make new connections with? Like, it's a much better use of my time to focus on relationship building than a reel. And I know that that doesn't apply for every single person's business. Like, I like to caveat things because there's no hard and fast one size fits all here, right? But for me, I was really weighing up, where do I want to spend that 30 minutes?
Oh yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Every once in a while I'll post a reel, but I'm like, okay, how are people doing this? And then I think, well, maybe I'll try to figure it. Nope. I'm just going to stick with what's working.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah. I think it's important, like you need to focus on one thing. And if your one thing, you know, since we're talking about reels as an example, like if Instagram is your one thing and you're super passionate about it and you're good at it, you've got that gifting, it doesn't drain you when to go post on there, then maybe that should be your one thing. Go all in on it, right? But if you're like me, where it was exhausting to try and post a story because I just like, I don't care. I don't want to do this. I don't know how to caption this in a way that people care about. Like, it's just not my strong suit at all. Yeah. I don't understand how people function on Instagram. Some people really do, but I am not them. But for me, it's like, well, I can go on Facebook. I don't need to take a picture if I don't want to, because Facebook just allows text only posts. Great. So if I don't want to take a selfie, I don't even have to do that. Like, I can do something longer form. I can ask a question and do something super short form. If I'm just not feeling like I want to do something more expressive, I just ask a question and that's me done for the day. Like, it's, there's so many. Like for me, it was a lot more variety on Facebook to how you interact with people, which I thought was a really, like, it's not as limiting, I think, in terms of the types of content that I wanted to create. So it's really important to go where your skill set is and where you're not getting drained, I think, is like the way that I like to view it. Because some people are like, well, I can do both. It's like, okay, but does one drain you? Yes, right. Maybe that's not your gifting.
Right. Yeah, I love that. It goes on in the lines of the Power of One framework that I teach, that you stick with one ideal client, one offer, one problem that you solve for them, one platform, and one SEO friendly platform as well. And just stick to what God created you to do, how he created you to do it. And we are on the same page. I mean, me and Instagram, but there are listeners out there that love it. And hey, that's yours. That's your cup of tea. So for those that are listening and they're like, okay, I have a Facebook group, I am not utilizing it how I should. One, go connect with Sarah. She'll help you. But can you leave us with maybe some tactical steps or strategies that if we have a Facebook group, what's a few things that we can do today after we listen to this podcast to go start engagement or to rekindle it?
Yeah, for sure. So the thing, like, I'll leave you with one super big tip, because I think this is the thing that I see makes the biggest tangible difference. I ran a challenge a couple weeks ago, and like within days I was having people tell me like, oh my goodness, like I'm getting more engagement than ever from this one thing. So it sounds like so clickbaity, like the one thing, but I promise you it will make a difference. If you're not asking a question in your Facebook group every day, I challenge you to start asking a question in your Facebook group every single day. And it sounds like a lot to do it every single day, but it takes me 1 hour a month to create 31 questions. Because once you have a strategy and an intention, and like I teach a very specific way of doing it so that it doesn't take a ton of time, but it's like an hour to schedule 30 questions into my group. So I'm not having to do that every single day, but it makes such a big difference to make one question. So before you do any other types of content, before you layer in any of the promotional things or the more value-based things, I challenge you to start asking a question every single day, because it will makes such a big difference for your engagement. It may not make a big difference in the first 2 or 3 days or even the first 2 or 3 weeks, but if you're consistent with it, you'll start seeing a really big difference just by asking that. So there's a lot of things that I could talk about, but that's probably the quickest and the easiest thing for people to implement and actually see a real difference. If you're struggling with the engagement, or even if your engagement's okay, but it's just not where you want it to be, try this. Try ask a question every day for the rest of the week and see what happens.
I love it. What a great tip. People love to talk about themselves and they love to share where they're at, what their struggles are. We just do because, yep. once again, that human connection, that community. So what yep. an amazing tip. Well, before we leave today, Sarah, I have one more question, and then you have a free gift for our listeners. So my question for you is, what does it mean to you to make an impact here on this side of heaven?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think, how do you even answer that succinctly? It's such a good question. Make a difference or make an impact. I think for me, I love the idea of rippling out effects. Like, it's not just like I'm starting this business, not just for me to have a passion, but so, you know, my family can be well off and, you know, I can do better for my family than my parents were able to do for me the way that their parents did for them. Like, that's been one of the things that my dad always challenged me to do, is like, do better for your kids than we did for you. And it's always been so, I didn't understand that when he first told me when I was like, you know, 10 years old, the first time he ever said this to me, I'm like, what on earth are you talking about? But to me, that's what impact really is and what generational impact can be. It's not just, I'm not just, you know, starting a business to make money so that, you know, I can live the high and flashy life. Like, if I get to do that, cool, but that's not exactly the goal. The goal is to be better for, or to do something better for my family. And then, you know, how does that spread outwards? Like, how do I get to, you know, impact like my parents and my, you know, my brothers and sisters-in-law and you know, my nieces and nephews, and how do they get to then impact their families? And so for me, like, that's like why I got into business. One of the main reasons, other than to have something that feels fulfilling and to have a passion that I get to cultivate. But it's like, that's what impact is. It's not just what I get to do, but it's how do I spread that out into my family, to their families, to their friends, to all the things, because it ripples out that way. It's so much easier to think about that than to try and, I don't like to think about like the big global impact because that scares me. I don't ever see myself as being like the global leader for things or whatever. But, you know, if I can make life better for my family and then their families and grandkids, etc., then that's a really great change.
I love it. That's an amazing answer that I know it's going to bless lots of listeners. So before we hop off, what is your free gift that you have for the listeners?
Yeah, so I have a launch checklist for your Facebook group. So if you're like in that very early stage, or even if you've just started and you want to check that you got everything in there, I've created a little free guide, and it's got some checklist pieces to make sure, like, it basically just walks you through everything you need to have in place to set up a group. Not just set it up, but set it up for success. So some of these little like optimization pieces that, you know, you might not know about, that Facebook might not tell you about, because, you know, it's relatively simple to click, you know, create a group and type a name and then click create. But, you know, there's a little bit more to it than that. And so this checklist will take you through like all of the things that I did to set my group up for success. And there's some, I think, some links to some podcast episodes and all the things in there to help you take it a little further. If you want to go deeper in your learning there, so you can get that. I think Kristen will have a link, but you can go to sarahbeisel.com/checklist and you'll find it there for free.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. The link will be in the show notes or wherever you're listening for this or listening to this podcast. So go check that out, grab that checklist, connect with Sarah in her Facebook group. And this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Is there any last minute tips or any words of wisdom you want to leave our listeners with today?
Thanks, Kristen. This has been so good. I guess like my last piece of advice is that consistency, I know you hear it so much and you're going to be fed up hearing it, but consistency really is the most important thing in your business. And I will say it until I am tired of saying it, because it's like the biggest lesson over the last like four and a bit years, is like, you have to stick it out. And like we were saying at the beginning, my journey's not perfect, but if you're consistently trying, you will get somewhere eventually. And that's more important than getting nowhere, because you're not sticking to anything. So that's my last piece of advice. Just keep going forwards and you will get there.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. This has been absolutely amazing. Have an amazing, blessed day.
You too.
That's it for today, friends. Real quick before you go, if this podcast has blessed you in some way, the number one way that you can thank me is to leave a written review over on Apple Podcasts. The second thing you can do is take a screenshot of this episode or that review and tag me over on social media in your stories at Kristen Duranchi. And then I will share you in my stories and give you a shout out. This not only blesses me, but you are creating a ripple effect by getting this message into the hands of others that might need to hear it. And know that there's only one you. someone is out there waiting to hear from you. They're waiting for your message, your story, and your solution to their problem. You are the expert they're waiting to hear from. I want you to know this, feel this, and most importantly, be this. Never underestimate the impact and power that you have been given through the Holy Spirit. Be blessed, friend, and I'll see you on the next episode.